It was my perfect job, PA to a high flyer, lots of travel, lovely offices. I'd already had one interview with the departing PA, and now I was going to meet the man himself, Mr. John Barker. I decided to wear my black skirt and lightly patterned black shirt. I had matching underwear, black bra and panties, and sheer black stockings. I also put on smart heels. I'd been waiting for a few minutes when I was sent through to his office. He greeted me warmly with a firm handshake. He was actually quite handsome, and I couldn't help but notice the way he looked me up and down. I would maybe expect that in a bar, but not at a job interview. We chatted a little about what the job entailed, and then he told me that there was a huge element of trust that he would be placing in me, as my duties extended beyond his professional life and into his private life. "I need to know," he carried on, "that this trust is mutual. We'll be travelling a lot together, and that will bring a certain level of intimacy. Do you think you'd be happy with taking direction from me?" I told him that that would be no problem to me. He gazed at me for a little while, then said, "I'm curious, your shirt. If I were to direct you to undo the buttons, would you do that?" I tried to work out if he was serious. Could tell by his face that he was. I also tried to work out what the correct response was, but he was already saying, "So it appears taking direction is a problem." "No," I said, desperate not to be dismissed so soon. "After all," I reasoned, "it's only my bra he's going to see." "No, I can do that." I started to undo the buttons, trying hard to keep my shirt closed while doing so. He smiled and said, "My plan was that you open the shirt so that I can see your breasts." And he motioned with his fingers for me to pull my shirt open, which I did reluctantly. "Now that's just teasing," he said, "and I don't like teasing. I want you to reach inside your bra and bring them out for me." I hesitated. I wanted this job so badly, but did I really have to do this? And why was it that I could feel my pussy tingle every time he spoke to me? He broke into my thoughts. "Fifi, do you not want to show me your breasts?" I tried to answer. Okay. "Not okay, Fifi," he snapped. "Tell me that you want to." I took a deep breath and said, "I want to show you my breasts." He just nodded as I reached down and gently took my breasts out of my bra. He stood up as he said, "I like that you're a good girl and that you do as you're told. I know that you can do the office part of the job very well, but I need to know that you understand this side of the job too. Do you want to continue the interview? If not, we can end it here." I thought to myself that there couldn't be much more to this side of the job. And if I had to get my breasts out every now and then to keep him happy, well, I guessed I could live with that. I told him that I didn't want the interview to end. He smiled again and told me to stand up and turn my back to him. "Now," he said, "there'll be times when you don't carry out my instructions properly, and I'll have to punish you. So I want you to bend over, hold the chair back, and raise your skirt very slowly." As I started to do as I was told, he whispered, "Fifi, you must always wear stockings for me." My bottom was exposed, and I felt him touch me for the first time as he ran his hand over my bottom cheeks. "Pull your panties tight in your crack," he told me. And just as I did so, I felt his hand slap my bottom hard. I let out a shocked cry. "This is how I will punish you for disobeying me." And he slapped the other cheek. I let out another cry of pain. "Take your skirt off and turn around," he ordered. And as I did so, I saw that he had his cock in his hand. It was huge and hard and dripping with pre-cum. "Kneel down." I knelt at his feet, and he smeared his cock over my breasts. Then took my hair in his hands and pulled my head back. "Let me see how good your oral skills are, Fifi." I took his cock in my hands and licked the tip. I took his balls in one hand as I let his shaft slide slowly into my warm, wet mouth. And then he started to thrust in and out of me. "Deeper," he moaned. "I want you to take it all." He pushed harder and harder, and I choked on him, but he just kept thrusting more. I had tears running down my face and was struggling to breathe, but he used his hands to hold my head still, so I choked again. Eventually he eased up and I could resume giving gentle licks and sucks. He stroked my hair. "So good, Fifi. So fucking good. You've passed that skill test for sure." "The last thing I need to check," he said in a matter-of-fact way, "is your pussy." "Oh no," I replied, "I don't think I can do that." "Such a shame," he responded. "The interview was going so well. But if you want to terminate our meeting, then I can't stop you." "Mr. Barker," I pleaded, "please. Isn't this enough to show you that I'd really like the job?" "Unfortunately not," he replied. There was a little silence before I asked, "What would this involve?" He leant into me and started running his hands over my breasts, pinching on my nipples. Then he whispered in my ear, "First, I'm going to lick you out because I know your little pussy will be wet. Then, I'm going to finger fuck you to make you wet again. And I'm going to watch you play with yourself while I rub my cock. And when I'm just about to explode, I'm going to fuck you so hard you won't be able to walk out of my office." He paused for a moment, then said, "So get on the floor and pull your panties to one side so I can begin." I felt like I'd been hypnotized. And I let him pull me to the floor. I lay back and he pulled my knees up and spread my legs. "Show me," he ordered. I pulled my panties to the side and he reached down to part my lips. "Oh my God," he exclaimed, as my juices immediately covered his fingers. "You've been enjoying this more than I thought." And with that, he moved his head between my legs. And I felt his tongue lapping up my gruel. He moved his thumb over my clit, making me squirm beneath his touch. Then I felt his fingers entering me. I don't know how many he was using, but he was pushing deep inside me, and I couldn't stop myself from moaning with pleasure. He pulled my panties off me and sat back. "Now, show me how you play with yourself," he told me. I reached between my legs and let my fingers rub my clit, already so sensitive. I started to rub it harder, and I saw that he was rubbing his cock at the same speed. He had little beads of sweat on his top lip as he watched me, and then he said, "Are you ready to be fucked hard, Fifi?" And I gasped, "Please, oh please, yes, make me come." And he pushed my legs wide apart, pulled my hips up, and without even teasing me, forced his cock straight into my pussy, stretching it open. He thrust hard and deep over and over again, and I tried to hold off coming because it felt so good. Oh. Oh God. Oh. Oh yeah. Oh. Oh God, sweetheart.
deeper. Oh, God. Oh, make me come. Oh, please make me come. Oh.
As we lay on the floor, Mr. Barker told me I had the job.